Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My ultimate heaven sent evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life. Yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brand.
Is the action of surrendering or ceasing to resist an opponent or demand. I find capitulation to be a very interesting word. It's the opposite of carpe diem, which would say to seize the moment and take advantage of the opportunity. When capitulation takes place, you're only surrendering or ceasing to something or a feeling or an emotion just to resist the pain or anxiety that it can bring to you, or you've weighed the consequences, you've counted the costs, you've thought about your battles wisely, and you know what the outcome will be from ensuing into a certain battle. So capitulation takes place, and it's not a matter of just giving into something because you throw in the towel. You've carefully weighed your decision. It's amazing how in life sometimes we throw in the towel. That takes place in life. That is throwing in the towel. That is giving up. And often when we are at a loss for certain things that we've grown used to or things that have been very commonplace in our lives, capitulation takes place with caring and continuing. Walking this walk and continuing the journey to see what lies ahead. In life, I think the greatest thing that exists that we have is the ability and opportunity to make great memories, because truly that's all that you will have in this life when one passes on. Today I sit here and I'm not heavy hearted, but it is the birth date of the matriarch, the mother that I don't really want to say I lost, but she did pass on Valentine's Day of this year, February 14th, 2020. And sometimes the pain can be so much you don't want to let it go, and you'll grieve, and the grieving process takes forever. But when you go ahead and embrace fact that this is a life cycle, that you've done all you can do, and that it was only within God's time that he called that person home. Capitulation comes and you surrender, you cease and resist to an opponent, which is death, that you can't beat, fight, run away from yourself, because we all have that same appointment to meet. After the love is gone, meaning the love that your matriarch or patriarch, a mother or father shared for you, that love is irreplaceable and invaluable. And it's kind of tough for a lot of people to get through with something that powerful, something that helped to nurture you when you were incapable of taking care of yourself, providing for yourself. And these persons were the ones that looked after you, fed you, and protected you. You can't replace that. You can get into a place though where you can reflect on the memories and time that you've shared. I implore you to spend as much time as you can with loved ones and family members that are true family members, that complete a circle, not break circles. Not bring you and your dreams down. Spend as much time as possible with those people, because time will bring about a change, and the water that flows from that well will cease. And then you will be responsible to nurture those underneath you with what you've been nurtured with. And you can have the same strength that I'm telling you the Most High gave me, as I actually eulogized my mom at her funeral. And maybe kind of crazy to say, but I'm glad she left on February 14th when she did, before this pandemic hit. And actually what she passed from me had been a result of some of the pandemic, because it did have to do with her lungs as well, but it had not hit the news. But we were able to have a large funeral, a large gathering, no mask, and it was about 500 people. And she went home in grand fashion. But back to the fact that I know I did all I could do. I had the audacity of hope that we could beat this heart condition she had, because we beat cancer 8 years cancer-free. So I maintained hope. Did I weep and cry? Was I grieving? Yes, I was. All of those things transpired with me. I went through that process. But I prayed and meditated that entire week leading up to her funeral. And we had a backup person to preach her funeral, but I knew I wanted to do it. Just didn't know if I'd be prepared and have the strength. Turned out that I had the strength to go ahead and eulogize my own mother's funeral. But I can tell you this. There is a juxtaposition and a posturing that takes place after the love is gone, to where you have to be in a quiet place, a meditative state, to reflect on how much and how important that love was to you, and try and resurrect it within your spirit and embrace it and say it's still there. And it's that love that got me this far. So, 2 points to capitulation. I don't want you to give up on life or in life because of anxiety and the loss of a loved one. But the capitulation of surrendering to the fact that this is a part of life. This is a cycle, a circle of life. And you may be actually next step to bat, because none of us truly know when it's our last day. You have to give in to life's process and enjoy the process and enjoy the journey. You can make it through, but don't let the venom and poison to the relationship you have with parents or your children. Time is short. I'm not going to say life is short, because life is long and full of joy and pleasure if you allow it and you make it. And you live it to the fullest every day. You'll look back and say, it was long, beautiful, worth it. Make good memories don't live in fear, live in power, faith, love, optimism, and stand tall. This world needs you, your children, your parents need you. And hey, who knows? Maybe even the Most High power needs you to change this world or someone. This has been 180 Degree Wednesday. I am V the Preacher, and you are victorious. The only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. It's never too late to turn your life around. Peace and blessings.
God sent music. I'm so fresh, so clean, because of that man. He bled and died and gave me life again. I mean, life began because I was sinking down to the pit. That's where I was heading. My own cement, half a cent, evident and sacrifice. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tremendously saving my life. You saved my life, yup, 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 you saved my life. And you made me brave.
And you made me proud.